gradual improvement. I think if you look at the Bath City model, they struggled, and they're quite a few seasons down the bottom of the league. But they had a gradual improvement to the point that they went and got themselves promoted through the playoffs. And I see the two clubs as very similar. It was interesting talking to their manager after they got promotion about what he'd set out, and you know, it was quite similar to the aspirations I have here at Worcester, and you know, we're well on the way to that at the moment. So gradual improvement, and if that improvement comes quicker than we maybe anticipated, then we'd take that.
I know money's tight. It also has been ever since I've been coming down here, I think, but are you still trying to sort of wheel and deal a bit to change things around a bit?
Well, yeah, I don't think you ever stop looking to improve your squad. I think we're at the stage now where it becomes increasingly difficult to actually get better players in, because I think we've maximised our budget very well, and we've got some good players in there. And you know, I can't think who it was, but it's been said many times that if you have a standard of where you are as a squad, if you look at your bench, and I think if you look at our substitutes bench this season in general, we've had players on there who can come on and impact the game, and that was no different at Stalybridge, and again it should be exactly the same this weekend.
That in itself is definitely a step up, because I can remember times down here you struggled to fill the bench, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's times when I had to name myself on the bench, and you know, that's only a numbers thing, but I don't want to be doing that. And to the point I thought, well, I've got to stop doing that, and we've got to get out of that. So we tried to change the way that we pay our players, and you know, they have to be making appearances to obviously to earn, and the other way I stopped it, I didn't register myself. So you know, that's I think we've ticked both bases there.